As a first-time filmmaker, what were the biggest challenges I faced in bringing Silent Generation to life? Oh my gosh, everything. I wanted to do this short for a very long time, and I started checking off some of the more, I won't say easy, but easy for me to conceptualize steps to getting to the short. The first one was acquire a Ringer washing machine, and that took like a year and a half. By the time I finally tracked down the washing machine, I got some special effects supplies and started playing with that. And so I had a lot of these ideas in place, but I had no idea how to move forward with them, absolutely none. And I ended up meeting Kenny, one of the producers on this film, at a work conference. And Kenny is involved in the industry, and Kenny talked to me and said, hey, we can make this happen. And I was shocked. And I told him, like, that would be amazing. And I also totally don't believe you, because I don't even know where to go. Like, I don't even know what steps there could possibly be in this, but there must be huge and overwhelming and daunting. And I'm so thankful to Kenny for shepherding me through that process and really helping with so much of the, like, the technical pieces and who needed to be involved and how to organize it, because I had no idea. And also, wow, it was really amazing just seeing how many people come together to produce a film like this and how important everyone's role is. And it was an absolutely wonderful and fascinating and eye-opening experience. And I am so incredibly thankful for having met Kenny and for his ability to help out with this film, because it never would have gotten to where it is without him.